selections from our team. That was Stevie Wonder and Higher Ground. The Chili Peppers covered that song. In fact, a lot of people have. I've even covered that song. It is a blast to play. And I've seen Stevie Wonder perform. He was actually at the ACC a few years back. I went with my dad and a couple friends. And he has no idea what time it is. He just keeps playing and playing and playing. And I know that most of the venues are probably like, what are we going to do? Because they're getting charged overtime. But he doesn't care. He just warms up and gets warmer and warmer and warmer until he's totally on fire. It was really brilliant to see. Before that, we had music from Janet Jackson and her song Together Again from her album The Velvet Rope. Right now on the show, we've got music from a 22-year-old from Australia. We've played her music on the show before, and her music's changed over the years. She started off as a singer-songwriter and has bloomed into many different genres like dance, pop, R&B, some EDM. Very exciting stuff to hear from Rebecca Hatch. Becca Hatch, actually. That's what she likes to be called. This is Blessed on the Jukebox. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Talk about it, talk about it. take me to Funky Town. Won't you take me to Funky Town? Won't you take me to
My name's Julian Taylor. I am your host. This is JTJ100. That sounds like a Terminator, but it kind of is. We're playing dance music as requested by all the team members here on the JTJ show, which stands for Julian Taylor's Jukebox, if you weren't aware. That was a track from Funky Town, Lips Inc., off their album Mouth to Mouth, which dropped in 1979. Pretty crazy stuff. We do have some great music coming up all episode. And also, when it comes to requesting songs, please don't be shy. Just hit us up on socials, Julian Taylor's Jukebox, and we will try to get to your request. We've got some music from Casey and the Sunshine Band, Get Down Tonight's coming up. Also something from Bruno Mars, Baker Boy, Cool as Hell, and this particular track, Graviton, from a North American hip-hop group based out of Los Angeles called Crystal Lightning and the MC Red Cloud. Pretty neat. Here is Lightning Cloud with Graviton on the Jukebox.
That I'm equipped to handle this. Rock a show in Edmonton and fly back to Los Angeles. Lay over in London with the artist and the vandalist. Delete you from my Twitter if your skeezer's acting scandalous. Say we got it like that.
Hear the beat, not a guy, but boy, you're my ram, right? Okay, that's what a brother do. Spreading that. ever dance up, do it all night. Feeling all juiced up, getting my groove on. Set it up super, we could take a flight, alright?
I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you.
What you really wanna see? Is the person looking back? Are you really on track? Are you really on the path to where you wanna be? Doing out of nung only know me. I ain't in the coma, I really don't sleep. I ain't even tripping every minute that I'm living. I'ma kill it on the rhythm, we can keep it low key.
I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you. Cool as hell. I said, ooh, you got me feeling myself. Now I put it on you.
Music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Treasure.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Some of us like to talk with our hands. At one time, scientists thought only primates used their limbs to gesture and signal to other individuals. More recently, we've learned a number of animals can point to something to communicate with another member of their species. But one gesture was thought unique to humans. You might use it when you reach a door at the same time as someone else. After you. No, after you. Researchers studying birds called Japanese tits, relatives of the chickadees and titmice in North America, noticed that mates raising chicks together often fluttered their wings near the entrance of their nest box. Knowing these birds have complex ways of communicating through sound, the researchers began carefully observing them to see what the wing fluttering might mean. After recording hundreds of examples of wing fluttering, the pattern became clear. The first bird to wing flutter would politely wait at the nest entrance while the other one entered. So the wing flutter was a signal, much like that arm-sweeping gesture that people use to mean, after you. Following this discovery, scientists are paying even closer attention to what birds might be saying with their wings. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Hey folks, don't change the dial. It's Julian Taylor here. I am currently on tour in Europe, so we are rebroadcasting a past favorite episode. I can't wait until I'm back to share all the new music that I've discovered over here and some amusing stories about tour life. So stand by, and until then, ciao bananas, and I'll be back soon.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.